Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of MCU TV. Today is August 28th, getting to the final days of, I guess, official summer. Though in some places, the weather doesn't know when to stop being hot. We are talking about episode What If the World Lost Its Mightiest Heroes. I'm joined today by Sheba. Sheba, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I have a little bit of a cough based on, I was sick. I didn't have COVID. I got tested because I thought I was sick and I got paranoid. But I just had a cold. And then now I just have this random cough that sounds like I'm dying or I've smoked a 100 pack of cigarettes. So,
I don't think getting sick and getting a COVID test is being paranoid. I think that's just being wise.
That's what I think. Because I'm like, my brother and my nephew had gotten sick and they had gotten tested and they were negative as well. And then I got sick and I'm like, just in case, I'm just going to go and do that. Just because I was going to Ottawa. I just got back yesterday. So I wanted to make sure that I wasn't, you know, Ottawa's not far from Canada, from Toronto. It's a 4-hour drive. So I was like, okay, well, I don't want to pass it on to a different city. So might as well just get checked just in case. And if it was that, then I wasn't going to obviously go. So thankfully it was not COVID. So I was able to go. I was very nervous and worried.
Having been a few times waiting for a test result, being like, I mean, there could be 50-50 here.
Yeah.
So folks, if you don't feel well, go get a COVID test. A few network things before we jump in. Reminder that we are part of the Random Chatter Network, and you can find all things Random Chatter over at randomchatter.com. So Sheba, the world lost its mightiest heroes. And what did you think?
I was not expecting that. Like, I was like, oh, okay, this is gonna, it wasn't dark as in, like, it was gruesome in a sense. Like, it was still very violent and very dark. And I was not expecting that to happen at all. And I enjoyed this episode because it was interesting to see what would have happened if things didn't work out the way that they had. And just interesting that, because somebody else pointed out saying that the Avengers were the cause of all the problems that Earth had, because they showed up and then all of these other mighty people came by to kind of, you know, almost go after the Avengers, I guess, or, you know, I guess they were there was a cause and effect kind of situation, which I thought was an interesting thing. I was not expecting that at all. And it was a bit, it caught me by surprise, but I still enjoyed the episode.
This one was different. It reminded me, and I make reference to it in the show notes, it reminded me of like an old school Scooby-Doo episode. And it, to me, also really kind of resonated with the original versions of the What If comics. But so far, my least favorite of the episodes. With all of the other ones, I was like, okay, I'll take a whole series on this. This one, I was like, meh. Yeah, okay. Something else happened. So let's jump in. So where we start? We start with Nick Fury giving his speech, and Natasha in the back like, yeah, heard it before. I will say, the episode to me opens strong. I laughed at that. Iron Man in the big giant donut is one of my favorite scenes from all of the movies. I regularly, that donut shop, folks, is in LA. It is my LAX airport. the restaurant does not look anything like. In fact, I don't believe there is a restaurant tied to it. But you can go and stand in front of the giant donut and take a picture and say Nick Fury's line, which I have done many times.
Yeah, I went specifically to, like, when I was in LA, I told my friend I need to go to this donut place just so that I can stand outside of it, take a picture. She's like, all right. And you're right, it isn't a sit down place. It's like a drive through or a walk through. You just grab the donuts and go kind of thing. I didn't ask if I could go sit in the donut, inside the donut, although I considered it, but I don't think I could climb up there.
I think they probably get asked that a lot. Now, the question is, did you have a donut?
I did.
Shop? Okay.
I did. I was like, I'm going to buy a donut, but I'm also going to take a picture in front of it because we drove all the way out here. It doesn't make sense to not get a donut as well.
Yeah. They're not bad donuts. What I really do like is they had a lot of the lines and a lot of the shots, and this happened throughout, from the movies themselves. Mm-hmm. And so we see Natasha come in to give Tony the antidote to allow him to keep working in Iron Man 2, and oops, he dies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, huge bit of plot armor, which part of, I think this is when I was like, one, it was unexpected. Two, I was like, all right, Tony's on the ground in his suit, mm-hmm. and Natasha rolls him over like he was just Tony lying on the ground, not wearing a multi-ton suit of armor. Maybe not ton. Maybe, but
it was heavy. Not enough
that with one hand she can roll him over.
Yeah. That one was surprising. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Wait, what? What is happening here? Why?
Yeah.
Why did Iron Man just die? Like, what did they? What went down? Like, I was so confused because I'm like, if they're giving him the antidote, what else is in there? And I was just so confused. And I'm like, I need to know what happened.
I will say that was, I was like, okay, that's the what if part. And then we, you know, flash forward a little bit and we come to the original Thor movie and, you know, the hammer's on the ground, Coulson's there, Clint's up in the sky to get eyes on as Thor makes his way to the hammer. I will say the comments and the references about his hair, again, made me laugh. Made me want to text Tim and comment because Tim and I like to talk about how fabulous my hair is. It is not quite as long as Chris Hemsworth's because I by no means could pull that look off. Definitely made me laugh. And then, oops, Thor's dead.
Yeah, I also enjoyed the CrossFit reference by Coulson. Yep. He's like, so and so can do it, and he does CrossFit. I'm like, okay then. And it just reminded me of the Thor meme that was going around a while, like years ago, where it was just like maybe it's L'Oreal or something. It was like a L'Oreal, and he just has like giant hair. So I thought that was pretty hilarious. And when Thor dies, I was like, wait, Thor can't die? But he's a god. How is this possible? What's going on here? I was, again, very confused as to how he was dying. And I'm like, what did Hawkeye do? This is before he's been possessed by Loki or anything like that. So I'm like, mm-hmm. What is happening? Are he and Natasha in some kind of, like, because I know in some of the cartoons and stuff, I'd seen Natasha played like a double agent against S.H.I.E.L.D. and has been, you know, kind of against them at some point here and there. So I was like, maybe they're doing that. Maybe she got Clint on her side and they're taking down the Avengers. But I'm like, but why? Why would they do this? So another surprising turn of events when Thor gets killed.
Yeah. No, and I had a lot of similar, like, Hawkeye doesn't slip. Did he not hear the stand down order. There was lightning. Yeah. It was a little bit confusing, you know, and at this point I was like, all right, they're just kind of going and killing all of them. I don't know what's happening here. And neither does Nick. So, you know, Nick Fury's like, I set Natasha free to have her go get some answers. Gonna go find out from Clint, like, what's going on. And oops, Clint's dead. This one, they just show up and like, they think, is it a cyanide capsule? Is it? They don't actually really go into any depth of how Clint died. And that was, you know, a little bit, to me, a big kind of plot gap where, you know, if he was, he obviously wasn't a part of this. I agree with Nick's assessment. He's got a wife and kids. He's not going to, you know, take a cyanide capsule. If the room was locked, how did someone get in? How did someone kill him in a locked cell? So, folks, what if your internet connection goes down during a podcast? You then have to rely on Tim to do some editing jujitsu to make it all fit in seamlessly. So, Tim, do your jujitsu.
We're sorry.
But right now, Nick Fury is wondering on not only what's going on with Canada's internet, but also why all the heroes keep dying. So he goes in and talks to Clint because he set Natasha free, giving her a shot. He wants to go in and find out why Clint shot. And oops, Hawkeye's dead. Didn't really explain too much with that locked cell, just dead. And that's where I was like, all right, like, this is going to be some crazy shenanigans going on. That's where I was kind of like, this is where it got to me, like the Scooby-Doo episode, where I was like, okay, he's dead too. What were your thoughts at this point, Sheba?
Yeah, I felt the same thing. I was just like, wait, how did Hawkeye die? How is that possible? And it didn't, I'm like, nobody went into this. Literally what everybody else was thinking, that's what I was thinking too. Like, who came into the cell? What happened? Clint isn't like this. Like, what was going on? And he was talking to Fury a few minutes before as well. And then all of a sudden, he was just gone without a moment's notice. So I was like, what is going on? What is happening? Who is doing this? Because, again, like I said, nobody had walked into the cell. So I was just more confused and had a lot of questions. And I didn't know how they were going to solve the problem.
So we then pick up and Natasha's found a scientist. And it's not the scientist we probably all thought she was going to find. She finds Betsy Ross and asks her to look into the antidote she tried to give Tony. That's where we start finding out where she's like, well, you didn't even like inject him with an antidote, like a projectile came out. And I was like, okay, like a mini projectile, like they've got like the tech for that. I do want to back up for a minute. Because I did forget the scene and Natasha in the truck with you know, all of the SHIELD agents, and she frees herself from the handcuffs. I truly was waiting for her to say, does anyone want to get off before we get started? Like, I really wanted her to say the line, because it was very reminiscent of Cap in the elevator. It was nice that she didn't, but I also really kind of wanted her to do it.
Yeah, because I feel like that was her own little moment. And there have been a few times where people, like, they made reference to that elevator situation. Like, so it was kind of nice seeing her own little thing. And it was very classic Natasha, like, just like making a joke of it and being like, oh, no, we don't want to party. No, we're not going to have a conversation. No music, nothing. All right, cool. We'll do this this way.
So she frees herself. We find her with Betsy Ross. And then Fury's dealing with an Asgardian army led by Loki. And Natasha's dealing with the U.S. Army and General Ross because she's found Bruce Banner. And, you know, hijinks start ensuing. Loki's using the Tesseract to freeze S.H.I.E.L.D. and reveal his glorious purpose. Nat's dealing with the army and Bruce gets shot. With the army claiming it wasn't them, it wasn't their sniper. Bruce hulks up, starts to smash, and Nat's like, let him fight it out. Like, he's nothing's gonna happen to him. And oops, Hulk dies. Hulk doesn't die. Hulk explodes, which I have to say was probably, I'm like, that's gotta be gross.
Yeah. I was watching it, and as I saw him like expanding, I'm like, are they gonna make him explode? Like, are we into like some, you know, The Boys or Invincible situation kind of thing? Like, are we gonna get to that level of goriness? It was not that level of goriness. It was still like it was violent in the sense that he exploded, but it just wasn't, you know, blood and guts kind of everywhere. Which I was like, oh, are they gonna go there? I was very worried. Not that I haven't seen anything like that before. It was more just like, oh gosh, I didn't realize they were going to that level. But yeah, still very, very gross and very terrifying to have to witness.
And it was, at this point, I was like, all right, they're going to kill Hulk. I don't know how they're going to do it, but you know, this is where we're at. This is what they're doing. I will completely say the exploding from the inside out Hulk was not something I was guessing at. A lot of radioactive goop to clean up after that.
Yeah. And then during that time, I kept thinking, but where's Cap? Where'd he go?
I was trying to mentally think back where Cap fit in the timeline of all of this and whether or not he was still frozen or out. But I did keep same thought process. Back on the West Coast in the desert, Fury has struck a deal with Loki. Loki has given him 12-ish hours until sunrise to find Thor's killer and bring them forward. We see Fury kind of struggling and thinking through, and it doesn't seem like he's necessarily has a plan for it. When he's doing that, he's listening to a voicemail from Natasha, and Nat has been doing some research in the Manassas Public Library. Folks, that's maybe 40 minutes from my house. That is not what the library looks like in Manassas. But I was like, hey, that's not too far from me. I know people who live in Manassas. And she's trying to dig into what's going on with the Avengers Initiative. And she obviously can't get into the systems. Probably, I'm sure she could hack it, but instead she asks Coulson for his password. And Shiva, do you remember what the password?
I believe it was like I heart Steve. It was really a lot of like Steve Rogers references. I love Steve. I heart Steve, and then a number which I can't remember. But it was like something long, showing his adoration of Steve Rogers.
I believe it was Steve! Exclamation point! I heart Steve, 0704 or something along those lines. For the second time in this, was a slap my knee funny on that. And again, I'm horrible with names, but the actor who voices him.
Clark Gregg,
thank you. I was going to say Greg something, and I was like, no, it's his first name's not Greg. Clark Gregg. I actually want to see the video of his face when he's recording that line. Because I got to be, he's like, oh my God.
He's like, we're following this joke.
But I'm also like, he's like, I don't want to say those words.
He's like, we're just continuing this now. I come back and we just continue my love of Steve Rogers.
I also want to see Chris Evans' face when they play that line for him.
Yeah.
Marvel, Kevin, you're into making, you know, some of the memes and putting some of that stuff out. You gave us the extended Zemo cut dance.
Yeah.
Please
give us this.
So we see Widow find something, and she's leaving a voicemail as she's confronting a villain we cannot see and telling Fury it's all about Hope. Mm-hmm. And in it, we discovered that Hope Van Dyne had access to the Avengers Initiative information. And we don't see Hope. And this is where, to me, is the truly, you know, kind of what if piece, because she wasn't in the main MCU timeline. She was not involved with Shield. She was outside of that. Fury starts to get a little bit desperate, and we see him pick up the Captain Marvel pager. And Coulson's like, is that a pager from the 90s? And he goes and he figures it out. And we see him, you know, kind of drive off and saying he's gonna, you know, maybe go make a deal with the devil, which, folks, was not Mephisto. I'm sorry, it's still not Mephisto.
Yep. You just need to get over Mephisto.
I feel like if I'm Kevin Feige at this point, I never do put out Mephisto, and I just keep putting little clues around to it to drive folks nuts. Well,
there was the meme going around for the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer where there was a little like a picture of Peter with devil horns. People were like, Mephisto confirmed. And I just laughed for a good like 5-10 minutes. We're still, I love how we've all just decided that, you know, Mephisto is not happening and we're just going to find it and everything and make a joke of it. Mm-hmm. But it would be hilarious if Mephisto did show up in one of these shows and we're all just like still laughing about it. And then all of a sudden we're like, wait, that was really Mephisto? Oh, my bad. And that would be the perfect way to do it too. I would very much appreciate that.
Oh, 100%. Like when Feige does it, we're all going to be like, "Well played, sir. Well played."
Exactly.
So we see Fury at Hope's grave, and this is where we truly have our Scooby-Doo moment, where a Shaggy, slightly deranged, yes folks, I used Shaggy on purpose, deranged Hank Pym comes out, and it was Hank all along, and makes sense, and he kind of goes through it with his shrinking abilities. Yes, he shrank down into the injector for Iron Man. He flew up and caused Clint's finger to slip for shooting Thor. He got inside Hawkeye. He went inside Hulk in that bullet and threw an enlarger device on his heart. So found a way to defeat all of the, you know, Avengers. And he did it to avenge Hope, who, after her mother's death, apparently joined SHIELD and believed in their cause, and led to her death on a mission. And Hank was a grieving father dealing with this. Hank goes and attacks Fury, and all of a sudden Fury's really quick and really strong and like smacking him down and dodging everything, and I was like, when did Fury get a power up?
And I like how Hank was like, you're pretty spry for an old guy. Like, when did this happen?
Yeah. It took me a little bit into the fight to realize, oh, it's not Fury, it's Loki. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was before he started doing the shape-shifting, the mirror images. And Loki gets his... Loki wanted a pound of flesh. I think when Hank is shrunk down, it's more like 2 ounces of flesh. But he did eventually get the killer for his brother's death. And then Loki says he's going to stick around, you know, for a little bit. He likes Midgard. And I will say, first I'm like, oh, okay, so this is the... What if Fury's going to start the Avengers and Loki's going to take Thor's place? And Loki even like alludes to, because he's like, take your hammer and get out of here. And Loki's like, well, I might stick around, like, about the hammer. And I was like, okay, well, he can't pick up the hammer. And you know, what are they going to do with that? And then we see Loki at the United Nations. And I was like, what is he announcing the Avengers initiative? I will say they had me completely here, folks. Yeah. And after multiple times trying in movies, multiple times trying in his own TV show.
Yeah.
Folks, this Loki variant has finally become the king of the world, and he finally gets to win. And he is not President Loki. He is Emperor Loki of Midgard.
Yep, I felt the exact same way. I was like, oh, Loki's gonna be, especially after the Loki TV show. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, Loki's like, they spent like, he, Thor it's dies and he had like, some redemption. He was like, oh, you know what, I want to be like my brother and I'm just gonna take his place. So I thought he had a complete change of heart when Thor dies, and now he's gonna be worthy enough to pick up the hammer and he's going to take his place. And I was like, nope, got me again, as always.
Oh, 100%. I was like, all right. And I was like, but at the same time, I was a little bit like, you know what, dude, you deserve it. Like,
right. Yeah.
It's okay.
You've been trying so hard.
Yeah. And so then, that 100% made, and again, with Hiddleston doing the voicing, I mean, also cracked me up when he's, you know, doing his speech the first time he meets Fury and Fury's phone is ringing and he's like, can you pick that up? That? Like, I'm doing a thing here.
Like, I'm doing my speech and you're ruining it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say that when Nat's fighting, you know, that invisible villain, when she says, hope, it's all about hope, I watch all of the things with the closed captioning on. Mm-hmm. So hope was capitalized. The H in hope was capitalized. So I was like, oh, okay, Hope Van Dyne. So I kind of had had an inkling that it was something about Hope herself, but that it was, and didn't even consider at all. I was like, it's Hope Van Dyne. I was like, oh, it's Hope Van Dyne. It's something that, like, she's the villain. I'm like, revealed that it was Hank, that I'm like, oh, okay, it was Hank. Okay, keep losing connection here.
I think we're good.
We're good? Okay. I thought when I first heard that Hope thing and I saw that it was a capital, but I thought that she was the one causing the problem, the reason why someone else, like, I didn't even think of Hank Pym at the time.
Yeah, no, and it was, and once Hank was revealed, it made complete sense.
Right.
But I mean, he definitely, you know, with his look and his mannerisms and other aspects for it, I I knew he wasn't going to say it, but I was really waiting for him to hold his fist in the air and say, and I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for those kids.
Weren't for those meddling kids. Meddling Avengers.
Yeah. So again, this one, it was fun. It was, to me, reminded me very much of the comics, where they truly were one-offs. You knew not to expect anything more of them. They kind of wrapped themselves, you know, to a degree, neatly in a bow, and were self-contained. And if this had been the first one that came out, I've been like, okay, this is what What If is great. I think my disappointment with this one, and folks, as you heard me talk, I definitely enjoyed it, but with the other two, I was like, book an entire series based on based on these shows. This one, I mean, ends, we've got Loki as Emperor of the World. Nick Fury goes and finds Cap still frozen on ice, and Captain Marvel's there. It didn't, I'm like, I don't really want to see Nick Fury build a new Avengers team with, you know, Captain Marvel and Captain America, and I'm sure they'll find some others, but I'm like, nah. I mean, like, I'd watch it, but I'm not clamoring for it. Like, I was clamoring for, I want a Captain Carter series. Mm-hmm. So, good, enjoyable, how I think these are supposed to be. But those first two episodes, in my opinion, they set the bar really, really high.
Yeah. At this, by the end of this, I was more just like, oh, I'm curious to see who else would be on the team. Like, I just want to know who had, like, who else are they looking with?
Who's left?
Spider-Man. Yeah, I was like, would it be Spider-Man? Would Miss Marvel show up? Because I don't think at this point she doesn't exist in our MCU universe just yet. So I was like, I mean, she exists, but she's not Miss Marvel yet. But so I was like, oh, would she be that? Would Shuri come in? Would Black Panther come in? You know, who?
At this point, it'd be the Ancient One, because it's not Doctor Strange yet. So
Yeah. So I was just curious to know who else would be part of the team.
So, folks, speaking of Doctor Strange, it is rumored that he is the focus of the next episode of What If. We knew they definitely gave us some information on the first three episodes. We know we're going to have one involving Doctor Strange. We know we're going to have one involving zombies. I feel like there was one other episode we kind of knew based on the trailers that we were going to get.
There was one part where Killmonger and Iron Man.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
But I don't know if that's. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be the Doctor Strange episode or if it's just going to be an episode on its own.
Yeah.
That I don't know, but there is. I'm waiting for Killmonger and Iron Man, like, knowing each other. I want to see that happen. I think there was a Gamora in the Thanos outfit.
Yep.
So I'm kind of waiting for
that. She has the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah. So I'm kind of, I want to say that I'm really excited to see that as well.
Yeah. And those are, I think it definitely with the zombie one, you know, very much those kind of self-contained episodes like this one are going to be, I think, you know, we don't know much more about the Tony and Killmonger episode. Fingers crossed, I want to see Killmonger in some armor. Whether that be, you know, War Machine or he becomes Iron Man. But I mean, he's a one-man wrecking crew just on his own. So curious to see where those go and where the rest of this series goes. But with that, folks, we're going to leave you for MCU TV. Please do go ahead and check us out over at Random Chatter, and check out our parent show, Guardians of the MCU, where we will have two episodes drop this week. Reminder, we're recording on Tuesday, so we're about a day off on that schedule, but do look for two episodes to drop next week. Take care.